Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Combine People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of Investigation Discovery, America's most watched true crime network, and you've got the breakout hit series People Magazine Investigates, a new season, Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific, only on Investigation Discovery. Compelling stories of ordinary people thrust into the spotlight following notorious crimes. Through the lens of people's trusted journalists, stories come to life with archival footage, dramatic recreations, and emotional interviews with those closest to the case. Award-winning journalist Alicia Dennis is People's senior editor of crime, overseeing a team of investigative reporters who delve into crime stories around the country. Alicia is a true crime expert who led the reinvention of People's true crime multi-platform brand with the creation and development of content for People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. A successful editor, digital content director, producer, on-camera talent, known for her ability to develop new programs, a regular on-camera contributor for crime and entertainment topics on People TV and Time Inc. streaming People Now, People Magazine Investigates Season 2 on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific, and People Senior Editor of Crime, Alicia Dennis, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Alicia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Looking forward to the continuation of Season 2, and it's interesting, an essential component of People Magazine's editorial vision since they launched in 1974 is human interest, and that's exactly what we see, isn't it, every week on People Magazine Investigates.
That's completely right. You know, we're trying to go into telling the stories of these people who are experiencing something extraordinary in their lives, and a lot of them are survivors, or a lot of them have gone through intense experiences, and they're sharing that with us in a way that I think only the People Magazine brand can bring.
You know, what's interesting is there are so many great stories out there, but being able to tell them is one thing and being able to show them is another. Talk about the techniques you use to bring these crimes. In fact, we feel like we're there. We feel like we know these people. We feel like we're with you as you're doing the investigation. How do you make that possible? How do you take us to the scene of the crime?
You know, that's really a good point. We have spent so many years telling stories online and stories in the magazine and print, and this has been a really exciting new way for us to share stories. And we do that through the deep investigative reporting that our staff does, working in connection with producers to put together the right subjects on camera, the right dramatic recreations. We're involved in all of that every step along the way so that we can make sure that we're very true to the stories that we're telling. And I think viewers are getting this very unique perspective of the ins and outs of a lot of these crimes, and definitely the people that are at the center of them.
You know, as you watch, you understand there's a storytelling element to this. There's also an investigative element to this. You come up with new details, with new revelations. Talk about that, of not just taking newspaper accounts and recreating those, but actually doing the investigation.
Right. I think that that's one of the things that is so special about working on this project is our team is very seasoned. We've got a lot of journalists who have a lot of experience in doing investigative reporting, and they really throw themselves into these stories. A lot of times we'll have reporters that are working side by side with police to try to uncover what's going on in particular crimes. And so we've had the experience of having the details of those investigations be very personal because our journalists are so connected to them.
We're talking about the new season breakout hit series, People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, at 9 o'clock Central Time as well. Alicia Dennis, People Magazine Senior Editor of Crime, with us on This Week in America. How do you go about finding these stories? I'm sure many of these stories come to you. How do you sift through and determine, because you can only do one story a week, how do you decide, okay, this is a story we really want to take to the public?
That's a good question. We have dozens of stories that we're working on every day because we have a huge online component of our reporting. But a lot of those stories don't make it into the People Magazine Investigate show. And so for a story to make it into that show, it really has to have the elements of the real human sharing of what went on during that particular crime. We'll sit there and look at stories that we think this could really impact families. This is something that we think that people will be compelled by to really try to understand either how somebody survived something, how somebody came to the decision of turning in a family member. We had one of our reporters in one of our seasons who was just a very important part of exposing the Grim Sleeper serial killer in Los Angeles. And that reporter had been on the ground with the victims' families, talking to them and making sure that their stories were told, so much so that she was really part of helping break that case and finding the person that was eventually arrested for those murders.
Talk about what goes into the investigation that I mentioned before. It's, we see it in an hour. It didn't unfold for you, certainly, in an hour of time.
No.
Once you get the story and you decide, okay, we're going to go forward with this, talk about what your investigative team does. I'm sure there's an element of research, and then there's the field work that's involved.
Yes, that's true. There, a lot of times in some of these stories, there's years worth of reporting that's already gone in, but as soon as we decide to make it into an episode for People Magazine Investigates, there's an intense amount of reporting that continues. We make sure that we have found out everything that we can about that case and that we have talked to every expert that's involved in it, as well as the people who were impacted. It's important for us to share a lot of the victim's stories and have those stories not be lost in the retelling of a lot of these crimes. So we make sure that we are in touch with those victims. And in a lot of cases, these are people that our reporters have stayed in contact with through the years and have touched base with them as they, you know, continue to live their lives to see exactly how this particular event has continued to change their lives as it's gone on.
In upcoming episodes of People Magazine Investigate, some fascinating stories. One is My Father, the Serial Killers. This had to be particularly challenging because this, I understand, what is it, a 1980 murder. So this is not something where the internet has been very active and you can find a lot of information online. This is going back nearly 40 years. Talk about putting that story together.
Yes, this is a story about the serial killer Edward Edwards, and he was a very charming, very smart, very manipulative man who spent a lot of his time fooling people into believing that, you know, he was a good guy. In 1972, he self-published a memoir called Metamorphosis of a Criminal, The True Life Story of Ed Edwards. And it was this book about how he was a reformed con man. And he got some level of fame writing that book. He was actually on the show To Tell the Truth, where a panel had to guess, you know, who the convicted felon was. What happened, though, is his children, he had five children, and his oldest daughter, April Belaschio, as she grew up, became more and more suspicious of some of the behavior that he was hiding from the rest of the world. The family moved around a lot in the middle of the night. A lot of times when they moved, she felt like it was under suspicious circumstances. She felt like there were times that he was taking them to parks and fields that seemed, you know, very desolate, and not too long afterwards, bodies would be found there. So the older that she got, the more those memories really weighed on her as a grown woman and as a mother. All the stories of victims just really came into her mind so much that she sat down and began to do some investigation on her own, wanting to really quiet the questions that she had about her father once and for all. And what she discovered when she did this was in 1980, there had been these murders that were known as the sweetheart murders. They were cold cases of the two 19-year-olds, Tim Hack and Kelly Drew, who had been murdered after a wedding reception in Waterton, Wisconsin. And as she was thinking about that and looking at stories about that, she saw that the last place these kids had been seen was the Concord House, and remembered that her father had worked there. And the more that she looked and the more that she, you know, discovered, the more she believed that he had something to do with it. So she called police and they followed up, did DNA testing, and there was a 100% match with her father on the sweetheart murders. He ended up confessing to three other murders. But I think what's so compelling about it is these murders could still be unsolved right now had April not been willing to go through, you know, the agony of researching and investigating her own father.
What's it like when you not only tell a story, but you advance a story like that in the episode we're talking about, My Father, the Serial Killer? What's that like when you feel like, okay, we not only did good TV, we did something good as well?
Yeah, it's a really satisfying feeling. April was very, you know, sensitive about sharing this story. She, of course, had a lot of concern about speaking out. And what you'll see in this episode is the very first time she's talked about this in great detail. And you get to see her, you know, on camera explaining what her life was like and what it was like to have these conflicting feelings about a father who sometimes was really wonderful to her, but in the darkness of his secret life was doing these evil, horrific things. And so, you know, it's very satisfying to give her a voice, because a lot of times those voices get lost when we're talking about, you know, serial killers and how they committed these horrific crimes. But I think in this particular case, you really get to hear the voice of a brokenhearted daughter who knows that she did the right thing, but still had to go through a pretty intense process to get there.
People Magazine investigates Monday nights 10 Eastern, 9 Central, only on Investigation Discovery. I understand for you this whole journalism thing began, what, like at age 7, if the story is correct, when television left the house and it's like, okay, I've got to go do something. I think I'm going to start reading newspapers. This is really where it all began for you, right? This fascination with journalism and telling a story in a responsible manner.
Oh, you're right, and I'm old enough to remember how there were two newspapers per big city.
Yep.
I was a voracious reader of newspapers. I was very much into newspapers competing with each other and reporters really trying hard to get the story before their competing newspaper scooped it. And that was just something that drew me in, and I really was about that. And I went to high school in New Orleans and got to see a lot of reporting that went on there. Certainly, there's a lot going on in New Orleans, always has been, and a lot of political corruption and things like that. That I covered one of the trials of a different Edwards, our Governor Edwards, when he was brought up on some corruption charges. And I don't know, I just found that being right in the middle of a story and then trying to explain to the rest of the world what was going on in it was just, you know, exactly what I wanted to do.
Well, and when you were in high school, you were involved in the student newspaper and had an excellent advisor who encouraged you to get out, dig for a story, do it in a responsible manner. You've got these gym doors that were chain closed, I understand, and and you start wondering, why is that? You ask questions, and they're basically saying, you're a student, stay out of the room and don't ask any more questions. And you pursued it, and you went to the fire department. You actually got that changed in the school.
We did, you know, and it was an example for us about how journalism could change things. It was a small example in retrospect, but for us it was a really big deal how, you know, the school kind of got in trouble for having those doors chained. The fire department came and changed all that, and it was this revelation to me how good reporting could actually make things different.
A couple minutes left on the program. Alicia Dennis, People Magazine Senior Editor of Crime, with us on the program. We're talking about People Magazine Investigates. Once you decide you're going to do the program, and I mentioned you were there at the launch, responsible for the launch, you need to find a partner, and you come up with America's leading mystery and suspense network. Talk about that match, because that has to be perfect. You've got the storytelling ability. They've got the platform. They also are known for storytelling. It seems like the ideal partner for People Magazine Investigates.
Yes, our partnership has been exactly that. Investigation Discovery knows crime, and they have just been exactly the right partner for People Magazine Investigates because they value the level of reporting that we bring, the expertise that we bring, and in a lot of cases, you know, these are stories that they probably already know about because they have so much experience in crime that I think it really ups our game to be able to bring something different to this network. And we've had a couple of situations where we've had crimes that they didn't know about. That doesn't happen very often, let me tell you. but it has been really great for us to be able to tell these stories in this way and reach that audience, I think, in a way that's just completely different and exactly what People Magazine is wanting to do.
And you're ready to launch season one. You've got the Long Island serial killer, and this not only really did well from a network standpoint, this got national attention. You were quick out of the gate with a story that got everybody's attention, like, wow, they got this show on Investigation Discovery, People Magazine Investigates. This is pretty good. We need to watch this.
Yeah, I really think that from the beginning, right out of the gate, we were together with Investigation Discovery figuring out which stories were the most compelling and which ones were going to grab the audiences. And certainly the Long Island serial killer has so much news that continues to be generated by that case. And I think it's a case that people really care about and are really concerned with, and so the fact that we were reporting it so aggressively right at the same time that we decided to launch the show just worked out really well.
New season continues. Breakout hit series People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Alicia Dennis, People Magazine Senior Editor of Crime, Content Director, People Magazine at Entertainment Weekly, with us on This Week in America. Alicia, excellent series. Looking forward to more episodes this season. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.